Have you ever wondered if passive income could help you retire early? We're going to talk about that today. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy to have you here. This is The Word on Investing. When we're talking about passive income, we're talking about income you make from investments where you're doing nothing with the investment. It's usually your financial advisor. And it's not really him, it's the company he works for. So they're trying to earn a return on investment for you. Let me give you what the average return on investment for 401ks last year was. And I got this from Investopedia. It's easy for you to go out and find it and look it up. But it's between 5 to 8%. And that's per year. So a whole year goes by and your money only makes between 5 and 8%. Now, that may seem normal to you if you hadn't been to Tradeway.com and checked out our challenge. So you might want to think about that in a minute. But if you've been there and you've been through our education, those numbers aren't going to sound very good, 5 to 8% in a whole year. Now, this is based on an average rate of return with a moderately aggressive allocation and using the normal formula, which is about 60% in equities or stocks and 40% in debt or cash. So that's sort of the formula out there, and that's where we come up with the 5 to 8%. That's what the average was in 2024. So let's say you had about $300,000 in your 401k. So we're going to use an academic example that we've talked about previously. And in that example, on the buy and hold part of it, we used 8.74%. So, you know, they were saying it was 5 to 8%, so that's close enough. So I'm going to use that to make some comparisons here. So let's just say your 401k made a little better than the average. It made 8.74%. So if you started with $300,000 and you made 8.74% return that year, that would add $26,220 to what you had. So at the end of the year, you'd have $326,220 in your account. And if you kept doing that every year, if you just assume you made the same amount every year, which they don't, but we'll assume that they do. So by the end of 10 years, you would now have $637,712 in your account. So you added about $337,000 to what you started with over that 10-year period. Now, that may seem like a lot of money, but let's think about it. 10 years from now, with the cost of living going up, is that really enough to retire on? I don't think so. So what if we were to add a little bit of active income to the passive income? Now, what is active income? Well, that's where you go out to Tradeway.com and you take a look at our 5-day Unlock the Stock Market Challenge and you learn how to trade stocks the right way. I mean, these are methods that our family has used for four generations. A lot of what you see out there, people have read three books, now they're an expert and they're trying to teach you how to trade stocks. It won't work. So check that out at Tradeway.com. Now, if you get a VIP ticket, you're going to have access to our Tradeway coaches for all 5 days. That's a huge value. So if you have any questions during the week, imagine if you had people that have done this for years right there to answer your questions. So you should really think about this, because one thing I think you're going to need to do is take a relatively small amount of your total money that may be in your 401k, say 10 to 20%. I'm going to use 20% for illustration today, and learn to trade with that actively and then add that to what your 401k makes it 8 point something percent, and it's going to make a big difference. So let's take a look at how that plays out. This is called a rolling stock. It's where a stock just goes sideways. You can learn how to draw a line across the bottoms. That's called a support line, and another line across the tops. That's called the resistance line. And then you can see how it rolls up and down in between that line. And we're going to show you a strategy for that. Now, there's another way of looking at it. A lot of stocks are not rolling sideways. They're trending either up or down. So you would just turn your head sideways, so to speak, and just draw the support line across the bottoms, draw the resistance line across the tops. And now you can see that pretty little roll. It's just kind of still like a roll, but it's moving up, isn't it? So this is even a little bit better. And most of the patterns out there are going to be uptrends or downtrends, but there are a lot of rolling ones too. So you can use both. And I'm going to show you how, if you could learn these things and learn the strategies and learn how to trade with a small percentage, say just 20% of your total money, it gives you the potential to change things in a big way. Now, here's an academic example, DBX, and it's about a year and a half old, but it's just for academic purposes. But it's a real pretty little rolling stock. Now, you say, well, how come you didn't use a current one? They're everywhere, okay? You can go find them easily. But this is just to show you how this works. Now, when you go out to the challenge, tradeway.com, check out that challenge. Obviously, they're going to be using current things. They're probably even going to be giving you a list of great stocks that you could be looking at right now. That's the great thing about it. But this will show you kind of how it works. So here you can see we've drawn the line, support line on the bottom, resistance line on the top, and you can see it rolling up and down. And what we're going to do is give you two examples. We're going to pretend you buy and hold this versus you go to the challenge and learn how to play the role. It's a big difference, and you'll see. So we're going to start here with the buy and hold example. This is about a $26 stock, so you would buy it at $26, and it's going to go 3 or 4 months, and you're going to sell it for about a little bit less than $28. So let's say we bought this at about $25.75 a share, and we had $1,000 to trade with. So we're not even going to use it all. We're going to buy 35 shares at $25.75. That's $901. We hold that out for the length of the time, which is a little over 3 months, and then we sell it after the stock's moved up to $28 per share times 35 shares. That's $980 that goes back in your account. That's a $79 profit. Okay, that would be about an 8.74% return. And that's what we've been using on our example for the long-term funds, if you remember. Okay, but now let's take this same stock and learn how to do it playing the roles. And it makes a big difference. Now, that was over about 3.7 months. Let's just say a four-month period. Okay, so now when we play the roles, it's kind of interesting. We'll kind of do a couple of these first. Let's just say the same date. We're going to buy 400 shares. Now, here's what's interesting. We're going to teach you in the challenge about stock options. And the interesting thing about it is a $25 stock, if you bought the call option, it would only cost you about $2.50. You can't understand all that right now, but I just want you to realize that's going to be what you're going to learn to do. And so you can get more shares. And that's the important thing about options. It enables you to leverage. All right. So you get financial leverage. Every dollar that you have in your trading account can be worth almost $10. Think of the power that is. So here we can control 400 shares of that same stock for the same amount of money, roughly, instead of $901. Oh, it's $1,000. We're going to use the whole $1,000 for this. So $2.50 for the call option times 400 shares, it costs $1,000. That's how much you have risked in this play. And by the way, in these plays, you can only lose what you risk. You can't lose more than that. And we're going to teach you how to use stop outs where you should never really lose more than 8 to 10% if it goes the wrong way. But that's all part of the class. So all I want you to see here is we've now controlled 400 shares of this stock for $1,000. Now, remember on the chart, it's rolling up and down. So now let's say it's rolled up. Just 5 days later, it's up to 28.24%. So the call option moves from 250 to 365 is what it's worth now because it moves up in value when the stock moves up. So now you sell it at 365 and it puts $1,458 back in your account. That's a $458 profit. So imagine it keeps rolling like this. In our example, it rolled for almost 4 months and it made four rolls. It went up and down four times. Each time it added a profit of about $458 or more dollars, more or less each time, all four times. When you add that up down the profit column, that's $1,933 in the same 3.7 months. So that's amazing. Now, so let's compare it. So when we do the buy and hold, over that 3.7 month period, you made $79 total. But when you do the rolls, just because you learn the strategies out at tradeway.com at the challenge, that has the potential to turn that money into 1,933% in the same time period with the same risk. Now, you might say, well, options are riskier. Well, a lot of people think that, but if you keep the rules, all of our strategies have rules that we've learned over four generations in our family, and you keep those rules, it manages the risk, and that's what you want to do. So now, rather than making $79 in almost 4 months, which is an 8.74% return, we've made almost $2,000, which is actually a 193% return. Wow, look at the difference. I mean, you're looking at an exponentially higher return on investment. Now, will every play work if you do these, you know, for 10 years? Or in this case, we just did it for 3 months. Well, in this particular academic example, yes, they did, because it just kept rolling. If it doesn't, you stop it out. So we know you're going to have some stop outs over a year and certainly over a 10-year period. So we're going to take that into consideration. But take a look at the chart now where we add the active income from learning the right skill sets for trading. And remember, we're only trading with a small percentage of your total money, 20%, 10%. But in this example, we'll use 20. Take a look. So you can see the example on the left side where it's just your 401k making 8.74% per year. And take a look over at the right side now. We can add 20% of the $300,000 would be $60,000. So we're just going to trade with $60,000. And to the right of that, you see the 193% return that we made on that little rolling stock play. But here's the thing. That was one play, and that's a real play. It can really happen that way. But it's not going to happen that way every time for 10 years. So let's say that we only get 1/4 the result of that. Not the whole result, but 25%. So we're going to divide that by 4. We get 48.25% return. That's more reasonable for active trading. After trading with just 20% of the total money, $60,000, for 10 years, taking only 25% of the results we got on the example we just did, it would add $2,015,000 to the money you made over on the passive side. So if we add the money made on the active trading, $2,075,408, to the $637,712 that we made passive, that is a total of $2.7 million that just by learning the trading skills gives you the potential to have in 10 years. $2,713,000 as opposed to just $637,000. So your neighbor thinks he's going to go out there in 10 years and have $600,000 to live on the rest of his life. That's pretty ridiculous when you compare that to the money in this example. What we teach you at Tradeway gives you the potential to do just that. Now, seriously, guys, you need to check out the challenge. So go to tradeway.com and we'll see you at the challenge. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you next time.